This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I did not
cook that fry.
I did not. Yeah, the guy barely watches any baseball at all, cooking me. I watched 112 Guardians games. I watched 112 Guardians games this year.
I do the love that you added them up. I do love that you added them up.
Watched them all.
I'm definitely double digit. I definitely saw double digit.
It's amazing how baseball works. You saw double digit. Congratulations.
At least. I saw like 16th of the season.
You always find a way. You always find a way. 8:20 this morning, Mary Kay Cabot going to join us on the show. Todd Derry, 9 o'clock, Derry Brothers Guardians cast, which is on the free Odyssey app. Speaking of the Odyssey app, that was a person on the Coming In Hotline, which is a microphone button right next to the Listen Live button on the free Odyssey app. So you get the free Odyssey app, you go to the fan, you follow us on the fan, and then you're able to listen live, and you're able to record your Coming In Hotline.
All right, I got one for
today. Hotline.
Can you ask me before the show, and then you asked me during the show, and I didn't have a good reason, said, do you hate Detroit? Do you hate the Tigers?
Yes, I did.
Right now, give us a reason. Other than we're playing them, give us a
reason.
Memories
of Miguel Cabrera.
What? Yeah, absolutely. That works. I said Jim Leland.
Go to the Coming In Hotline. Put your reason there.
Yeah.
We'll montage
you. Yeah, why
up.
Do you hate Detroit?
Let's build it up. Let's build it up right now.
Let's not get into the economics of things here.
We'll send it to the ticket.
Or whether it's Cold in the D, one of the best
one
produced
of the greatest
songs
the
ever.
Greatest song.
Yeah, one of the best videos.
Can they go after Kwame Kilpatrick?
Absolutely. All fair
Can
game
Can they
here.
Go after Dave Bing?
Mitch Albom.
I would enjoy it if they went after Mitch Albom. Dan Wetzel.
Oh, let's
Eminem.
Go.
Eminem. Can they go after Eminem?
Yes. Yeah, we're in MGK City.
Tom Selleck.
Is he from Detroit?
He wears
he
a Tigers
hat.
I imagine he's from Detroit. Didn't he hit a home run in a spring training game for them or something?
No, that was in Japan, and that was the movie Mr.
Baseball.
No. Google it. You can Google it. He hit a home run somewhere
hit a lot of
with them. You can Google it. Mr. Baseball.
Yeah, I'm going to use my time to do that.
You think I ain't seen big Mr. Baseball? Big hit, happy body. Been seeing some Mr. Baseball. Come on. All right, 216-474-0092. I don't like that they're playing the Tigers. And I had said before the show, it's like, well, you know, I kind of got used to not hating the Tigers and kind of having a neighbor on the other side of the lake there to kind of wave at from our house and enjoy. But now for whatever reason, the neighbor has started to mow our patch of grass, and they put the fence too far in, and they're on our property, and now there's about to be a problem. And no matter what, this is going to change our relationship. If we win this series, they're going to hate us, and if they win this series, we're really going to hate them. And this is where it's going to take off. They got one player over 30 years old, which was Ibanez, who hit the trifecta
Andy.
Double, triple on yesterday. So this is going to be a team that we're going to have to see if we want to compete. It seems like we're going to have to see for quite a while. I don't know if they're going to be just some flash in the pan. Maybe it's baseball. Sometimes it happens. I wasn't ready to hate the Tigers. Looks like I'm going to hate the Tigers, but there's another feeling. Does it feel like there's more pressure on us now?
So you asked me that yesterday. You asked me that before the show, and I'm like, it's tough. It's tough for me to put a ton of pressure because when I think about pressure, I'm like, what happens if they lose? Right, in football, like if the Browns lose this week, you want to talk about pressure. This season we know could spiral out of control.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden we thought everybody was safe, jobs could be on the line, and we could be looking at a completely different yes.
Lots of pressure.
Oh, hell yeah. With the Guardians, I don't see that. I mean, no one's losing their job. I don't think anybody's future is on the line. you know, maybe you could talk me into, well, what are they going to do with Josh Naylor? What? All right,
but
that's
isn't
a
it
small...
the feel of the thing? Because we're not with the other two teams, we're not fighting that war that we're fighting constantly with the Guardians. And you know what that fight is. It's the hopelessness of the sport. The hopelessness that you don't have the owner that has the wherewithal, this, that, and the other. And they've put together a good roster. They've put together a good team. The rotation has started to come together a little bit, The bullpen has been outstanding this year. I mean, you could say all the great things about this team. And I felt if you played the Astros, it's like, hey, house money, happy-go-lucky. They're the team that has been there, 7-ace ALCS the last 7 years. It's been a streak for them. Can you beat the Tiger or can you beat the Astros? Can you knock them off? Now it just feels like, man, we're the one that won the division. We're the one with the bye week. They're the one. I mean, they are clearly playing with nothing to lose. They're as happy as and go lucky as possible. And I'm thinking, man, I kind of feels like I missed out on that part. Feels like there's pressure on this.
Well, so I will say one thing that did come up is we were talking about, you know, do we hate Detroit? I mean, by the end of this series, you absolutely will. And you do not want to see that team like celebrate here in our place or, you know, anywhere, to have to see that when you play them, when all year we were the better team. And even though we only won 7 of the 13, so it was pretty close throughout the year, but we were the better team overall. I mean, there was no disputing that from start to finish of this season. Even when things were looking a little bleak and we were only 2 games ahead of what it was, the Royals at the time.
Yeah.
We were still the better team. Like, that'll be tough to stomach. That part of it would be tough to stomach, and I don't even want to think about that, having to deal with that.
No.
I mean, they were tied with the Royals at one point, and that was, what, beginning of September? And the Tigers are the only team that kind of came on. The Royals fell off. The Orioles fell off.
Well, the Twins fell apart.
The Twins died. You know, the Yankees.
So do you feel like we still have house money? 216-474-0092. Are the Guardians playing with pressure house money?
I think we're still house money right now. I think this series, we're still house money. Look, the comparison for the Tigers is the 2022 Guardians and how they kind of came from nowhere. And the bottom line is Tigers had, they don't have anybody on this roster that had over 75 RBIs in the regular season. They don't have anybody that had over 25 home runs in the regular season. They have a pitcher that is a lights out guy that we'll probably have to see twice if they make it to 2 games. You know, if they make it long enough that they would see him twice. But I don't think we should be afraid of the Tigers right now or worried that our backs are against the wall on any of this.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think it's a house money situation. Honestly, very good for them. They got hot. They've been hot. They beat the team that has been the standard bearer for the last 8 years or 7 years in the American League in the Astros. I'm glad they took care of that business and we didn't have to worry about it. Now it's time to go play the same type of baseball that the Guardians have played all year.
I keep going back to the calls that we get. I care about what the fans have to say to us, and I know sometimes it can come off like crazy talk.
But the broken record stuff is going to be there, right?
If they were to play the Astros, I got to think worst case scenario first. If they were to play the Astros and they were to lose, it's like, hey, the Astros are the Astros. They've invested a lot of money. If anybody's mad at the Guardians, I can take it less seriously than I can with the Tigers. If somebody calls in and they're brutally mad with the Guardians over, and I don't know how the series is going to play out, obviously. But if they're brutally mad with the Guardians, you know, I take that into effect. Detroit, even though it's a massive city and we don't recognize that, it does feel like they're kind of in the same boat we are. I mean, Mike Ilitch has passed away. They've decided to bring the spending back down. They've decided to go young. They've decided to go through their own version of analytics and go through their own version of the farm system, kind of like the way we do, because we are a blueprint for a lot of organizations, even though we haven't won a World Series in 76 years. And I think that if we were to lose to this team, I think for a lot of fans, it would take a long time. It would take till next spring training and really till opening day next year for them to get that taste out of their mouth of what a tremendous season this has been and how it ended so bitterly and look forward to next year. If you had such a tremendous season this year and then you couldn't get over this Tigers team, it feel like maybe you're carrying a hatchet with you for the rest of the season, or excuse me, for the rest of going into next year. I feel like it's a, obviously it's a must win. That's a stupid thing to say, but it feels like there's the pressure that we wouldn't have had if we played the Astros. Like, again, no one's getting fired. Josh Naylor might get traded this offseason. No one's getting fired. And I'm looking at him going, you guys got a bright future still. But a team that was, I mean, people were talking about trading Skubal before the trade deadline.
Yeah.
They had to come out and say, like, we're not trading this kid. This is not happening. Like, people were talking about that before the trade deadline. And here they are in the postseason with us. 216-474-0092. Is it house money or are they under some pressure now that they face the Tigers in the ALDS? Anthony in Cleveland Heights, you're first up in the Fan. Hello.
I tend to think it's house money. I mean, my hope at the beginning of the season was 87 wins and we sneak into a wild card because the Central Division was going to be easy. So that prediction turned out to be a joke. So the fact that they got to 92 wins and won the division, you know, I'm just going to enjoy the experience. I mean, again, I'm not the first one to say it. Baseball is a crapshoot. You know, anything can happen come Saturday. You know, the batting average on balls put in play could break our way and we could sweep the Tigers in three games, or it might go five games.
Well, we all want greatness, and there's always different levels of success, though, that we have a threshold of, like different levels of failure. So, like, if the Cavs got to the Eastern Conference Finals this year and they lost to the Boston Celtics, what the hell am I supposed to say, Anthony? Am I supposed to rip them for it?
Right.
No, the Celtics are a great basketball team. We could talk about how the team was built, but that's a different conversation. The Browns, if they were to somehow get to the AFC Championship game, which is a pipe dream right now, but obviously I would say, well, the way the season started, it'd be a hell of a performance. If the Guardians were to get to the ALCS, lose to the Tigers, that's a $300 million baseball team in their last year paying $300 million. Mm-hmm. The Royals are a good team. I understand that. Maybe I'd feel a little differently, but it's like, man, we were the team that people were talking about all year. And now all of a sudden the Tigers come and they take it away from us and we're in the same division. I'd be sick to my stomach and I would definitely hate the Tigers after something like that. I feel maybe they're not under pressure and no one's getting canned for this, but I feel pressure as a fan.
I'll give you an interesting stat that I cobbled together yesterday after the Tigers turned out to be our opponent.
Yeah. Is this a creamy nougat?
Does Anthony at Cleveland Heights have a creamy nougat? Go ahead, Anthony.
Yes, I think I do. Okay. Three starts, 16 innings pitched, 12 hits given up, three runs given up, 22 strikeouts and four walks. That's a 1.65 ERA. That's a whip under one. That's Gavin Williams against the Tigers this year.
That is how you cobble a stat.
That's really good. That's a good cobbling of a stat. Thank you very much for the call, Anthony.
I like it a lot.
Anthony, the stat guy.
When he started, it sounded like Creed in The Office describing Bigfoot, but he put it all together. That was some good stuff.
Well, what do you think Gavin Williams' role is going to be in this series? He's one of the interesting names.
He'll be one of the pitchers.
But, I mean, will he be... Will he? Are we sure?
He will be a pitcher during this.
I seriously,
I don't know if we'll see an appearance from him, though.
I mean, I wonder.
The one thought that we heard from Mandy Bell, it was 2 days ago, but she said, maybe it's one of those things where Alex Cobb goes two or three innings and then Gavin Williams comes in. But the plan was for him to do that on Sunday in some form, and we didn't get to see it because that game was ultimately rained out and not made up.
216-474-0092. Sean and Medina, got to go quick. Go.
Look, we're playing with house money. This was the team I wanted to see when we got here. The only team that is the big boogeyman is the LA Dodgers. Shohei, everyone wants Shohei to win his ring. I'm not afraid of anybody in this lineup at all.
Wow. Sean, tough talking Sean. We thank you very much for the call. 216-474-0092. Do you feel that we're playing with house money? I'm feeling a sense of pressure as a fan.
I think it will build.
I'm feeling a sense of pressure because I'm going to admit to you, I do not want to take those calls. If they lose that series, I do not want to take those calls.
I'm with you there.
Because I think they've done a tremendous job. I do think that they have a bright future ahead of themselves. Maybe your best future player isn't even with you right now. We'll see how that all goes. I mean, you got some things to really look forward to here. And I would pick you to win this series, but I don't want to deal with those calls afterwards.
I know we got to go. That caller did say, well, it's baseball. It's a crapshoot. And I wonder how we use that, how we try to say that, you know, the postseason validates everything you do all year. And then you have people say, well, it's just really a crapshoot anyway. So does it validate, you know, your season at all? Or do we just throw our hands up in the air when it doesn't go our way in the postseason?
That doesn't make me feel any better.
It wouldn't make me feel any better either.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.